there is a dividing line between what Christians believe and what the world believes, and that is in regard to Jesus Christ. So look, if you will, in verse 15. Scripture says, "The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the seventh day. But Jesus answered them, 'My Father worketh hitherto, and I work.' Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the seventh, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, 'Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things ever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which had sent him." The dividing line is Jesus God? Is Jesus God? There are many groups that we may say they're very good people and have some good things and live a decent life, but they deny that Jesus is God and that he is equal with God. And so that rules them out. The dividing line between those of us who are Christian is that we understand and believe that Jesus Christ is God and equal with God. And in this passage of Scripture, Jesus went into great detail to tell this. Notice the controversy beginning in verse 15. "The man departed and told the Jews that was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the seventh day." To the Jews, they had rules and regulations for the seventh day, and if you did anything that violated that, then you were out of their religion. And they had all kinds of rules and regulations and misunderstood what God had meant by the seventh. But that became the key. You don't do what we say on the seventh, then you're out. But Jesus took the opportunity to then make it even worse for them in his answers with them. And this whole answer is nothing but Jesus claiming equality with God. He is claiming equality with God. Notice in verse 17. "But Jesus answered them, 'My Father worketh hitherto, and I work.' Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the seventh, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God." If you want to call it a witness, call the Pharisees, because they'll testify and they'll tell you this man Jesus claimed equality with God. That's why they hated him. They accused him of blasphemy. And for someone to say, "Oh, Jesus was just a good teacher," is to misunderstand the Scripture. The Pharisees will tell you, "We know who he claimed to be, and that's what made us so mad." I want you to look at five things that Jesus claimed equality with. First of all, he claimed to be equal with God in his person. God the Father and God the Son, he claimed to be equal with him. It's interesting his answer in verse 17, "But Jesus answered them, 'My Father worketh hitherto, and I work.'" You know what he was claiming there? For the Jews, you shouldn't work on the Sabbath. And of course, we go all the way back to when God established that to the children of Israel, but also we go all the way back to the beginning when God created the world and then he rested on the seventh day. But God only rested as a pattern. He didn't rest because he was tired. He didn't rest because he needed the rest. And the Jews knew that God doesn't rest on the seventh. God is working at all time. So Jesus said, "You know, my Father is working and I'm working also. That's why I'm doing this on the seventh," because he claimed to be doing the same thing the Father did, and he claimed to be equal with God the Father in his person. That's why the Scripture says in verse 18, Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, that was the first thing, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. He claimed to be equal in his person. God the Father and God the Son, we're on equal footing. We're on the equal plane. God the Father is working, and I am working. And that's why their reaction was, whoa, who is this man claiming to be? He's not just claiming to be a good teacher. He's not coming just to sort of challenge our religion. He is claiming equality with God in his person. He's claiming who he is equal with God. You know, Christians today, it's funny to listen to the world. They don't mind if we don't say anything. And they don't mind if we don't challenge their beliefs. But don't come along and claim anything of this nature. And don't even dare. If you stand up in the public arena with the world and you claim that Jesus is the only way because of who he claimed to be, oh boy, you're going to let loose a firestorm. I can remember Larry King. He's off now, but Larry King, that used to just bug him to death. That just bugged him, and that'd be one of the first questions when he had any Christian on. That'd be one of the first questions. Are you telling me that unless you believe in Christ, you're going to hell? And boy, he could not stand, and some would kind of dodge it, and some would do this. He could not stand it. But Jesus himself claimed to be equal with the Father in his person. But that's not all he claimed. Look, if you will, in verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you. You know what Jesus does? You know, this is what Jesus does. Verily, verily is to emphasize his point. And what Jesus does is, he doesn't go, oh, they misunderstood. I better back up here a little bit and change what I was saying so they won't misunderstand me. No, Jesus plowed right in there and said, verily, verily, I say unto you. And he went even deeper. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. He claimed equality in the works that he did. Notice, he said, I do what I see the Father do. In other words, not only are we equal in our person, but we're equal in what we're able to accomplish. Whatever the Father does, I do, because I see it, because he and I are one. He and I are the same. The Father does this, I do that. I have that power. I have that authority. I have that position. I do whatever the Father does, what I see the Father does, I can do that, because he and I are equal in our ability to accomplish and do that which needs to be done. Why? Because we are God. Listen to what he said. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. We are on the same page. We do the same things. Our works are the same. And what Jesus was going even further is saying, not only am I equal to the Father in my personhood, we do the same thing. We are same in what we can accomplish. Then he goes even further. Look, if you will, in the next verse, verse 20. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. Once again, he says, the Father and the Son, he sees what the Father does, he does the same. Verse 21. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. Jesus is equal to God in his power and in his sovereignty. That is, he says, the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so, meaning I do the same thing. I give the same thing. I give life as I will. Those two things point to the absolute power of Christ and the absolute sovereignty of Christ. I do that which I will. I raise whom I will. I give life to whom I will. Both claiming once again equality with the Father. I have the same power he has. I have the same ability he has. I have the same sovereignty he has. And Jesus says, the Son quickeneth whom he will. He gives life to whom he will. He raises whom he will. Speaking of his sovereignty. Since I'm God, and the Father does that which he chooses to do, so I'm like the Father. I do what I choose to do. I have that power, and I have that sovereignty, and that only belongs to God. God is the only one who stands in absolute power to do that which he wants to do. God is the only one who can raise the dead. God is the only one who can give life to those who need the life of eternal life. God is the only one who can do that. And the Father says, I can do it too. I'm the same as the Father. Notice what he's doing to the Jews. First they got mad at him about healing on the Sabbath. Then they got mad at him because he claimed equality with God. And he said, okay, I'm going to go much further with you guys then. I'm going to really tell you who I am. I am equal to God the Father in what I can do. And I'm equal to God the Father in my power and in my sovereignty. Then he goes on and says in verse 22, for the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. He is equal to God in his ability to judge. The Son has all judgment. He has all authority to make judgment, not only in this life and while he was on earth, but ultimately in eternity. Jesus says, I have that power of judgment. I don't. I can make observations and kind of tell you who I think's probably going to heaven and who I kind of wonder if they're going to heaven. But I have no authority to make that judgment when eternity comes, but Christ does. Christ has that eternal judgment. You know, I have no authority. If someone sometimes says that God is doing this for judgment or these things happen for judgment, They may be, but I don't do them. I don't cause any hurricanes, and I can't cause any tornadoes, and I can't cause anything that God may do. But Jesus says, I have that authority to bring judgment, just as the Father does. We are equal in our power and our sovereignty and our ability to judge. Only God is the one who can judge. That's why the Bible says we are to revere him. And we are to respect him. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. And then listen to the last verse. That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him. The fifth thing he claims is he claims to receive the same honor and praise and glory that the Father does. You know, in Revelation, what does the scripture say? God the Father on the throne, and then who steps forward whom we worship? God the Son. He receives the same honor and the same glory and the same prestige as God the Father. And Jesus made it very plain. He that does not honor the Son does not honor the Father. Now, I want you to think of this scene. This is Jesus Christ in the midst of all these religious Pharisees. And they kind of got mad at him. In other words, the first part says they were plotting to kill him because he violated the rules of the Sabbath. Now, that's a mad people, folks. I don't know about you, but that's a mad group of people. You know, there are people like that day that are just so full of hatred. They're just so full of hatred. They hate. And they would be willing to kill someone. I've heard some comments that people made, and they're just so full of hatred towards other people. Well, here are these Pharisees. They just were so full of hatred towards Jesus, they wanted to kill him because he violated the Sabbath. So what does Jesus do? Oh, by the way, let me tell you who I am. let me take it a step further. You're mad at me now. Wait till I get through telling you who I am, and then you will be mad at me. So then he starts out by saying, I'm equal to the Father in who I am. What? They sought to kill him. Oh, verily, verily, I say to you, I'm equal in our ability to do the same thing. I'm equal in my power and my sovereignty. I'm equal in my ability to judge, and I'm equal in the honor that one day I will receive. You think that made them very happy? People said, oh, I just think Jesus is a good man. He's a good man. Well, he can't be. Anybody who would claim what Jesus Christ is claiming is either who he claimed to be or he's an idiot. He doesn't have all his marbles. And we know Jesus is not that. You cannot let people get away with saying Jesus isn't God because Jesus himself claimed it. And he claimed it in detail. He didn't just casually say it. He claimed all of the authority that the Father had. John 17, he says, glorify me now with the glory that I had before I came to this earth. Jesus Christ is who he claimed to be. Now, there are a few people, and I won't mention them tonight, who people say, oh, they're so wonderful, and they're so nice, and they do good things. The dividing line is, who do they claim Jesus to be? Because Jesus isn't just a theology. We're not just part of a religion. We are people who claim to know the one true God. We're not just a religion among the other who have their religions. We are the people who claim to know the God. And we are exclusive. That's why the world gets so mad. They are so mad at Christians, and they're so mad at Christ, because we understand Christ came and he himself claimed to be who he is. And we will honor him and we will glorify him. So next time you hear folks say it's not a big deal who Jesus is, yes, it is. You say, well, Jesus never claimed that. Yes, he did. You know, it's kind of like you hear a lot of the liberals. I've never been amazed how many people quote Bible verses. I was listening to someone the other day, and a guy said, it's like Jesus said. He said, you're to question me and question myself and doubt who I am. And I'm going, where is that in the Bible? I hadn't read that one in the Bible. And they have all kinds of ideas of what they think Jesus said. Friends, read it. He knew who he was, and he claimed it. And that's why the Pharisees, though it was in the providential hand of God, hated him, because they knew who he was.